When Sharon called and asked me to speak today, I told her, I said, I don't really think I'm considering a senior adult at 52, but she said, it depends on who you ask. And it does. Those of you that have that to look forward to, as soon as you turn 50, AARP will bombard your mailbox constantly. And then Linda, being the good friend that she is, had to remind me that several times in the last year, without prompting, I've gotten a senior discount at several eating establishments. So. I didn't know whether to be hurt or to enjoy the discount. So, my journey here at First Baptist Church actually began 37 years ago when I was 15 years old. And my best friends at that time were Jenny Phillips and Lynn Brown. And they asked me after a football game on a Friday night to go to an Acteen sleepover. I don't think there was much sleeping. I do remember that. We had it at Ann Bishop's house, and Noel Davis was also one of the leaders, and I think we tortured them all night long. But that started me coming to Acteens and then getting involved in the youth choir, and I went on 3 mission trips before I graduated from high school. Also, as soon as I turned 16, I started working in the daycare, and Melba Hawkins was definitely a huge mentor in my life during that time. My mom had plenty of help raising me up here between Charlotte Fulp and Margaret Brown and Carolyn Phillips. And when it got time for me to take my senior trip, that was usually a big deal that every year all the seniors would go to the beach. And I ended up going to the beach with Margaret Brown's family and spending a week with them. And I've been nurtured by so many people up here over the years. The church has been with me through graduating from high school and college and graduate school, through my ordination, which was definitely the highlight of my spiritual life. And then through me graduating with my PhD, the church has been with me through some really rough times, too. I was thinking, during the time I've been here, I've lost 3 great-grandparents, 4 grandparents, and my dad. The church was with me through that and was very supportive, and it's always been a nurturing environment, and it's always been a place I knew that people cared. And then, you know, within the last 5 years, it was a really rough time with my family, where some family members were attacking me personally and in the courts and every way they could make my life miserable. And I kind of sunk into a deep depression, but still, the people at the church were here and were supportive. And I want to particularly this morning thank Chad Killebrew and Ray for helping me during that time was something that could have made things a lot worse for me. And I really appreciate the support of the church, and so many people here have meant so much to me. And so many of them are already in heaven, and I can't wait to see them again. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My life at First Baptist goes back as far as I can remember. I grew up in this church. I was lucky enough to have two loving parents who believed in God and made it a point to go to church. I even remember our building on Main Street, and I'm sure a few of you, is there anybody here who still remembers it as I do? But I also remember the Sunday we walked down here and came to our new building. It was remarkable. And I was baptized here. I was young, and I loved this church even then. I was very fortunate growing up in this church. I had the benefit of knowledgeable and caring GA instructors. That's when it was still called Girls Auxiliary, wasn't it, Ms. Wall? thoughtful Sunday school teachers and wonderful Baptist Training Union leaders on Sunday night. We were a twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week family. When I was little, I don't think I really understood the depths of church. I knew we were there to learn about God and that it was the right thing to do, but I didn't understand then how important it was. As a teenager, church was still a part of my life. While it was also a place where friendships were being forged and good times were to be had, it was a place where you grew to look closer to God. When I got caught up in life, I realized that church kept you grounded to God's will. I needed to be with these people with whom I shared that common love for God. It was too easy to get led astray by the world. Church was important on many levels. And then I left, like so many. I went off to college, I went off to work, and I was gone for 30 years. But when I moved back here to be with my mother, there was no question about what church I would go to or if I would go. Church for me now is a place for instruction and love, a place for understanding of God's unconditional love and His will for my life. We are a family, as Ray keeps telling us. You are my brothers and my sisters. The love of our church family is so real, so sincere. I know it pleases God. We care for one another. When I first came back, I saw familiar faces, but also plenty of new ones, and that's how it should be. I've learned a lot from both old and new friends here at First Baptist. Your friendship is genuine, truthful, and honest. I guess I can sum up what this church means to me by saying that our church is a little piece of heaven that God has given to me. It's a little window of the love, understanding, and sweet fellowship that awaits us in heaven. And I thank you and I thank God for our church.
Good morning. Sharon asked me a couple Wednesdays ago, we were sitting at the table Wednesday night, and she said, we need somebody in the 70s. And she looked straight at me. I said, there's no way. I guess my hair, you know, gray, thinning, my wrinkles has given me away. So here I am. I came here back to Davidson County. I grew up in the northern part of the county about 1967. I had a wife. I left here with nothing. Came back with a wife and three kids, like 1, 2, and 3. Now they're 47, 48, and 49. Every time our family gets together, something always comes up about this church. They bring up a person's name, a teacher, somebody on a mission trip, somebody where they go, they sing in the choir. They always bring up something that's made a lasting impression on them. And you can, listening to them, you know what has happened. And they always go to church, and they bring up their, have brought up their kids in their churches. And I call that spreading the love and the word. So maybe Sandy and I did a pretty good job with them. Some of my friends don't go to church. They come to me and they'll say, I have other things to do. I play golf. I fish. I do a lot of other things. And one of them looked straight at me and said, you know, hypocrites go to church. I said, oh, maybe he's talking straight to me. He's looking me straight in the eye. Well, I look at this church and all the churches I've been to as that's where hypocrites go. That's where sinners go. And maybe it's a good place. Maybe they should think over those things. I don't want to judge them because they have to make up their own minds to come. But it's always been a good place for me. It's always brought my life back into focus. And as Ray said last Sunday, it has always grounded me. Not one time in this church have I been to a Sunday school lesson, to a preaching, to a Wednesday night dinner, to all the meetings that we go to, a deacon's meeting, a nominating committee, that someone or something has been said or something's been read or I hear of something someone has done that didn't inspire me. It brings me back. It inspires me to do something better with myself. It's like a guiding light. It's always there, and sometimes it gets foggy. Sometimes it goes away, but it's always there. I want to read something today from today's Sunday school lesson. It's about Jonah and how it relates to us today. Jonah thought he could escape from God, but he discovered that leaving God behind was not as easy as he hoped. In today's world, many people, either consciously or unconsciously, seek to leave God behind or to silence God's voice. They surround themselves with activity, work, companions, and noise. In the midst of this hubbub, they simply ignore God. However, God does not ignore them and is always there. God works through this church family, through the church and church family. It puts my life in focus. It grounds me and inspires me to do better, and hopefully many of you feel the same way. I want to thank this church and the church family for what it's done for me and my family.
I guess at 88 you say you're an old man. I begin to walk like one, and I begin to talk like one. But anyway, I'm still a child of God, a soldier of the cross, and God is able still to use me, even as an old man. And when we get too old to listen to what God tells us to do, I think it's time for us to move on and make room for another generation. But no matter who we are, where we are, whatever our age may be, as God speaks to us, He knows exactly what He wants out of us. He called me to be a minister, and I fought it. Didn't want to be. I said, I'm going to work in a bank where the money is. Every day for 2 years, He knocked on the door. My heart's door. And finally I said, Lord, whatever it is, I'll do it. And my heart was at rest and with peace with God. And I went to college. I went to the seminary. I considered myself now an ordained minister and was able to preach the gospel with all my heart because I had followed the message that the Lord wanted me to say. No matter who we are, when God uses you, no matter if you're at home or in the place where you work or on the sidewalk, you can always be a witness. And I hope that every time we leave the church, as this city looks upon us, they'll be able to say beyond all doubt that those people have been with Jesus and have learned of him. And I'm so proud of our pastor. I'm so proud of his family. He's meant much to me during the time he's been my pastor. I am no longer serving as pastor, but he's the best pastor I ever had. He understands people who are 80 years old or better. And he goes on trips with us. And he tells us about all these good things. And we're able to see a lot of things we would not see otherwise. He's a pastor to the church, a pastor to the people. And I'm most grateful that First Baptist Church has Ray and Joyce. And hopefully they'll be here a long time and allow the Lord to continue to use them effectively as he has done through all these years. And my prayer is that we will support them and we will work with them to help make this church the best church in town. We all love the Lord. Let's live for the Lord with the best of our abilities. And may others always be able to see Jesus in us.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here with y'all this morning. I just wanted to thank you for all the things that you have let me do in my lifetime in the First Baptist Church in Lexington. We came here in 1930, and in 31, my mother and daddy decided that they would join the First Baptist Church in Lexington. Now, that was when people walked everywhere they went. We lived on 2nd Street, so we walked all the way down to the First Baptist Church on South Main Street. And guess what? My daddy was a fireman, a volunteer fireman. And when we got inside the church, of course, the man that he helped us down to the front, the usher, helped us down to the front, and we sat down and reared back, and we just had a big time. But along about the middle of the service, guess what happened? Hannah blew. Well, I don't know if you know what Hannah is or not, but Hannah was the fire alarm at that time. And every street in Lexington had a fire alarm on it. And you can guess what happened. My daddy had to get up and get out of the church. And his ears turned red, his neck turned red, and he walked all the way back up the aisle out the church. The next Sunday, guess what? My daddy said, get lined up, and we're going to church. So we went to church, and guess what? When we got to the church, he said to the usher, don't take us down front. Take us to the back row. And we've been on the back row ever since. I thought y'all would enjoy that, and so I wanted to tell you how much I have enjoyed this church. I went to the junior department, and from the junior department, I went to the intermediate department. From the intermediate department, I went to the senior high school group, and I enjoyed everything. We had Bible school, and we had daycare, and we had all kinds of things. And do you know what we did? We went swimming to Holton's Pool. I know a lot of you don't even remember Holton's Pool, but I do. I remember Holton's Pool. And after we had our Bible school, we had our picnic and our swimming party down at Holton's Pool. And Holton's Pool used to be on Old Linwood Road. And I know a lot of you don't even know where Old Linwood Road is. But I'll tell you where Old Linwood Road is. You go down number 8, And after you get to the stoplight down there, just before you get to the school on the left, you'll see a road, and you turn to the right. That's Old Linwood Road, and you turn on it, and you go out there. And on the left was Holton's Pool, and we had a big time in Holton's Pool. And then whenever I got to the intermediate department, I had teachers that encouraged me to become a teacher. And so I became a teacher. And guess what? I went to Thomasville. Can you imagine a girl from Lexington going to Thomasville? Well, I went to Thomasville and coached basketball over there 3 years. And then I decided that I would go back and get my master's degree, and I went to Appalachian and got a master's degree. And then, guess what? I went to Welcome, and I stayed up there 38 years, so I've been around about a long time, 92 years in all together. And I just wanted to let you know how much I have enjoyed the pleasure of being part of this church and being with this church. And I wanted you to know that every one of you are important to this church and to its ministry. And during this time, my lifetime, I had 5 ministers, 3 associate pastors, and I couldn't tell you how many choir directors, because we've been on and on and on and on and on. And so that's all right, we keep going. And I wanted to let you know how much I have enjoyed being with you and enjoying you, and I hope you enjoy this church and stay here and enjoy it as much as I have. Thank you and good morning.